o'clock. Good morning. But before the recording, have you heard from any of the members, Brandon?
I did not, sir. Not one email. Last time, they typically, a couple of people emailed me, told me they wouldn't be here, but no one responded to me this time. No, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It is officially 8 o'clock. I will begin the recording.
Is it officially 8 o'clock? We are still waiting for a bomb.
Good morning.
Hey, Dale.
How are you doing?
It's the end of the fiscal year for me.
Uh-huh. So, I can understand that.
But this is a welcome break. Although it's also the end of the fiscal year for this, but still.
Yeah.
Your responsibilities here.
Dealt with a lot of fiscal year ends in my life.
Mary, are you city or commission?
I'm actually with Visit Tucson.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. I'm taking Graham's place because he's leaving us at the end of next month.
Okay.
I just wanted to say hello because I know you guys don't know me, so that's why you get to see me today.
Well, good to see you come. I like it when we get the positions refilled.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about what you guys do.
Yeah. Well,
Janine, can you take roll in minutes today? Looks like we have a quorum.
Hi, I am happy to take minutes. I don't know that I have a current...
I have the current list. I can read it off.
Oh, yeah. If you would not mind taking reading the list, and then I will take it.
Let's call to order then. I have 8:03.
Okay.
Erica?
Dale Calvert?
Here.
Adriana Castro? Graham Hughes?
Here, and as Mary mentioned... this will be my last commission meeting, and Mary Mead will fill the chair traditionally occupied by a Visit Tucson associate.
Okay. Amelia Lantham. Janine Mortimer.
I'm here.
Kaylee Prince.
Here.
Kathy Rivers. Alexis Rylan. Jim Sayer.
Present.
Jeffrey Stewart.
I counted wrong. I'm present.
That's it.
So, Jeffrey, I think that's six. Is that right?
That's six, correct. Right. As I said, I counted wrong.
And what do we need for a quorum?
I believe believe it's seven.
We have 10 members right now. So we have
quorum. Yeah, we only have four that are not here. So we've got 6 out of 10.
And we are good. All to the audience. So we have a quorum. All to the audience. Approval of the minutes from April.
I make a motion to approve the minutes for April.
Second. Thank you, Dale.
And who was the second? I'm sorry.
Graham.
Oh, thank you, Graham.
I have nothing to report. Anyone willing to stand for clerk? Hearing none. We will need to move that to future agenda. Subcommittee check-in. Brandon, you want to lead that?
I don't think there's any subcommittee check-ins. No one reached out to me when I sent out an email asking, do you have anything, Dale?
No, I do not. We haven't done anything.
Okay. Yep. So, Jeffrey, we can move on. I have no updates on subcommittee check-in.
Thank you. Administrator's report. Still your ball.
Yes, sir. Good morning, everyone. I know we didn't have a meeting last month because we didn't meet quorum. So I want to give you guys an update of what took place at the last meeting, public hearing with mayor and council. I believe it was May 5th is the exact date in which they officially approved the parking rates increase. Just to give you guys a little bit of the update and remind you of what we changed, we have increased parking meters from $1 to $1.50 per hour. We have increased garage hourly parking from $1 to $1.25 an hour. This will all go into effect July 1st. We have also increased monthly parking permits for employees. That went up an additional $5 per month, both garages and lots. We also increased residential and commuter permits. That went up a flat 5%. So what we did was whatever someone was paying last physical year or the current physical year, just increase it 5%. We want to make sure that there was an equity there. We also are working on the signage right now. So you will see new signage going up around the garages to inform the public about the parking increases. We're also doing a mass media outreach. You'll see things on Facebook, Twitter, IG page, Instagram. I believe they also have a TikTok page, the website. So we're informing the public that these rates are changing and they will be in effect July 1st. In addition to that, we're going to do a mass media information. So we're going to let all the local news stations know probably about 3 to 4 days before. But if you look right now on social media, we're just updating and letting the public know through the website and through social media posts. But we plan on working with the local news where they can make the announcements as well. That way the public is informed that these changes are coming, although they have been a topic of conversation for a while. One thing that I want to let you guys know at the public hearing that was communicated is that mayor and council have asked us to review parking rates every 2 years now. I believe that was recommended by Ward 6. It was second pretty much by the entire mayor and council. The idea that we increase parking rates every decade didn't sit well with many people. Their thing is every time that there's an increase, the feedback we heard from the public is always 50% or 100% increase. For example, I believe the last increase was in 2015, where parking meters went from 50 cent to a dollar, so it was a 100% increase. This time it's going from a dollar to a dollar 50, so a 50% increase. So what they were thinking is we need to kind of look at what other municipal governments are doing, and they are gradually looking at their parking meters and parking rates maybe every 2 years. That way we don't do a massive increase. Maybe in 2 years we only increase 5 cent, 10 cent. We don't know. We'll look at that when we get there. But I just want to put that on everyone's radar and for you guys to think about and be proactive that this conversation will take place again. Most likely we'll start having the conversations at the end of 2027, but we can be prepared to move forward, if anything, with in 2028. So we're going to make this a regular thing. And there may be times that we review this and we decide that we should not increase meters. That's fine, too. But Mayor and Council want us to at least have that conversation. We have also been working with Downtown Tucson Partnership. That one of their big gripes, if you remember, was that there's no employee parking. So we're going to make some parking available in the tool lot for downtown merchants so we can fix their issues, because they believe that the reason why their employees are parking at the meters, two reasons. There's no parking. They don't like the parking garages. And two, they talk about safety. So what we're going to do is we're going to put them all in the tool parking lot, or at least make it available to them. And our thinking is, in the event that we have several people getting off at 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning, bartenders, servers, and they have cash, that everybody would be walking to the same location at night together. So we're going to make that available. I'm still working on some things for 4th Avenue. I know that that's been a big topic. I'm working with, I'm going to reach out to the RE, because it's my understanding before I got here, there were some discussions with a underneath garage. They had about 20 to 30 parking spaces that wasn't used right now. So they were thinking about giving that to merchants on the on 4th Avenue in order to have available parking for their staff. That way they don't have to take up meters as well. We're really trying to change, train the public to use meters for in and out and use the parking garages and parking surface lots for long-term parking. Let me see if there's anything else that I'm missing. Oh, I have been tasked by the city manager's office that they want us to look at changing making our meters more up to date with technology. One of the concerns we hear is that the meters are broke in the city. I believe the last time we ran a check, and this number could change, but JR ran it for me about a month ago. I believe it was 544 meters that were not operable, and I believe we have a total of 1809 meters. Is that correct, JR? Am I misquoting that, or I can give good information?
That's right.
Thank you, sir. So we have a 1809 meters, and of that 1800, 544 not working. So the city manager office, we really want to get the city more advanced with technology. So they have asked us to put together some technology that's out there that we can kind of make us more innovative or making it easier for when people come downtown. So I will be bringing that to the commission as well after I do some research. And what they pretty much want us to do is lead the charge. What was communicated by the city manager office is they don't have a preference on how we do it. They just want to make sure that we're up to date and that we are efficient and that we're making payments easier for the public. So if we believe meters is the way we're going to go and we're just going to update our meters to a better meter system, then that's what we're going to do. If they also want us to look at potentially if we believe meters are not a good idea and we want to put pay stations there, we're going to look at that. We're going to look at potentially going straight to the app if we think that app paying would increase or make it easier for people to pay when they're in the downtown area. They don't have a one way or another. Their goal is just making sure that when people come downtown Tucson, that they don't experience any issues with parking. That's our goal, is to make it easier and more efficient for the public. I'll be working on that. I was first given the date of December to have that proposal, but it sounded like they want it beforehand. So I'm going to be aggressive this summer and try to have the proposal ready by no later than August, September. So I will be having additional conversations with the commission. If you guys have any ideas what we can do to make parking more efficient, easier for everyone, because we have to think about younger people who are probably more familiar with apps and things like that, but we have some people who are older who just want to put money in the meter. You know what I mean? When we talk about pay stations, it's important to know if a pay station goes down, we lose money for that entire block because it's a pay station. So we need to take those type of things in consideration, but I just wanted to let you guys know what I will be working on. So any questions as it relates to the May 5th public hearing meeting?
Yeah, Brandon, I have one. Not a question, a comment.
Yes, sir.
The council idea of reviewing rates every 2 years, I think, is a great idea. And one of the things I did in my accounting practice was I represented clients before the Arizona Corporation Commission in water rate increase cases. And when you go through those processes, the first thing that everybody always says, well, let me give you a little background. In water rate cases, when they're dealing with fairly small utilities, it's costly to go through a rate case at the Corporation Commission. And, nobody wanted to ever do one, so they waited 10 years or 15 years to do them, and then they were asking for 110% increases, etc., and people would go, it's just bananas.
Yeah.
The idea that you go back and review and adjust rates in smaller increments is much more acceptable to the public. Now, you still have the question that some people, like, you're increasing rates again, but that's life, I guess. But the reality is also when you do a mathematically, if you increase rates 5% every 2 years, at the end of 10 years, you will have increased the rates by 25%.
Yeah.
But if you just wait 10 years, it's 25% if you're doing 5% for every 2 years. But as a practical matter, if you increase it, your base is going up, so you're actually getting more like 32-33% increase. And it's a little less obnoxious to the public, but it is, I think, from a financial management standpoint, keeping your rates up to date and not getting way behind is a much better course. And much easier and much more beneficial of keeping your revenues moving.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for that, Dale.
Yeah.
And also, I will say it will help us keep up with our technology and our maintenance and repairs, because we have some things that need to be done clearly when we have 544 meters not working, and also when we have garage equipment non-operable that we need to make sure that we are up to date. So I agree with you. Thank you so much for that, sir. Is there anyone that have any more questions regarding the May 5th public hearing?
Kaylee has her hand up.
Okay, Kaylee.
Hi, I just had a question about the staff parking and tool, if you had any dates for that.
I gave all of that to Crystal, and I don't have them in front of me. So, Crystal, gotcha. I had a meeting last week. Those things will be coming out. I can tell you we're targeting more or less August. We believe that it will be more efficient to have this up and going when U of A return, because we know a lot of the employees that they may hire will be students. And so, Kaylee, the short answer is we're targeting August 1st. I just had a meeting with Crystal, just sent her an email. I haven't had a rebuttal yet, but that's our goal.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You're welcome. And why I have you guys, it made me think about something else. When I met with Downtown Tucson Partnership last week also, one of the things that we've been hearing, well, since I've been here, are about the violence that take place after 12 o'clock midnight at night, when they're leaving the bars, when they're out drinking, and you have people out there fighting. So one of the things that Downtown Tucson Partnership asked me to do was look into having ride share pickup locations. It's my understanding, and again, JR, I need you to correct me, I believe this was something that was talked about when Donovan was here, so we kind of established some locations. Is that correct? Was it Donovan or Tom?
No, it was Donovan.
Donovan. Okay. And so we have identified some places throughout downtown Tucson that would allow people, when they're leaving the bars and the restaurants, to go to rideshare pickup locations for their Uber or Lyft. It's my understanding that they came up with this idea because they believe most of the fights are going on because when people walk out the bar, they're all crowding the front, waiting on a ride, talking to friends, and someone walks out, accidentally shoves somebody, walk past them, and it turns into a big old brawl. So they were thinking if we have ride share locations, it's my understanding, JR, correct me if I'm wrong, that if we get people walking down the street and separating them, it's less likely to have a violent interaction. Is that correct, JR?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so we have identified those locations a few years ago, which is for you guys to know. We're going to look at putting those back into place August 1st as well. We're going to try to have some signage. So what we're going to do is we're going to have certain meter locations turn into ride share pickups after 7 p.m. That way we don't lose any revenue. So what's going to happen is after 7 p.m., vehicles will not be able to park at those meters locations or they will get a citation. And those are going to be the area where the ride share will meet their people and give them a ride home. We're looking to have that in place. JR and I met yesterday. He's working on the signage for that. It's pretty much going to be some basic signs that say just ride share, no parking after 7 o'clock. And we're going to make those parking meters available to ride shares from 7 p.m. to 4 a.m., just for you guys to know. And then after 4 a.m., they turn back into regular meters. And that way we don't lose the revenue, and we kind of helping out the merchants who said that, hey, they're fighting downtown, and we're going to try this and see how it works. So that's another update that I have for you guys. Any questions about the ride share program? Okay, cool deal. As far as it comes to staffing, I believe we have a total of 7 agents. I'm so excited. Woohoo! I have not had 7 agents since I've been here. So I believe we already have 4 agents, and 3 of the hires completed training. Are they done training, JR?
Yes, sir.
They are done training. So you guys, we have 7 agents out there. That's great. If we can find 4 more, we will have a total of 11. And it's my understanding that we have not been fully staffed with agents since before the pandemic, I believe is what JR told me. So this will go back to, when was the pandemic, 2020? So we're talking 6 years ago. So I will tell you that HR have been working with my team, Joe. They have posted the position. If they haven't posted the position, it will be posted any day. We'll be doing our next round of interviews, hopefully within the next month or so. And once we complete those interviews, we're hoping to get 4 more. And if we can retain the 7 that we have, we're going to be fully staffed. And that's going to be a good thing. And you'll see more enforcement out there. Hopefully less complaints, because JR and his team get a lot of complaints. They do a great job handling those. And we'll be out there fully enforcing all the citations, neighborhoods, residential, meters, everything. Any questions about that?
Jim has a hand up.
Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, thank you. So it's actually not about that, but just offering a thought on the idea of modernizing the on-street parking meters. I know that you're incentivizing off-street parking by having a lower rate. You know, on July 1, the hourly rate for garage is less than it is for on-street. So I wonder if whatever you do with the modernization, find a way to maybe incentivize additional off-street parking. And maybe that's in the form of, you know, say you did do an app on street only or app and pay by text or something. But if you wanted to use a credit card or other, then you can park in a garage and maybe that would get more of your off-street parking. But anyways, and then the last thing is, I think in September, there's a National Parking Association conference in Vegas with quite a few vendors. It's a good one-stop shop to see what's out there. It's not, I don't think it's the best conference, but it's the best one between now and your deadline to have a proposal in. So just a thought on something that you might want to take a look at.
Yeah, If you have any of that conference information, would you be able to send that to me, John?
Yes, happy to, yeah.
Thank you so much. And just for you to know, I want to make sure, are you saying incentivized street parking? Because it's my understanding, and I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. I thought we wanted to encourage people to the garage and use the street parking for quick turnover.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, same perfect. Thing, okay. Yeah, okay. Any other questions? Perfect. Tiffany, am I doing the financial report or are you doing it?
Does it matter to me? If you want to go ahead and I can assist with any questions or concerns, I can always jump in.
Okay.
Would you like me to do it?
Could you do it for this one? Since I haven't done one yet, and I'll be prepared for the next one.
Not a problem. Good morning, everyone. Let me just pull up my screen here. Okay, so this has been my first one in quite a while as well, so bear with me as we kind of go through it. So this report is 11 months, and it's the report period ending in May 31st, 2026. So just to kind of do an overview of our revenues, we are down in our Pennington garage 13%, as well as some other, as well as the Liberty garage is down 12%. And then we do have some lots that we are down in revenue as well. So it's overall a 8% decrease in revenue from last year at this time, $250,330 of a decrease at this time. So moving to the on-street programs, they are doing better. We have had an increase in revenue, overall increase of 14% of $151,261. And so going to the overall on revenue, we are at a decrease at 6%, $289,559 overall is down on revenue so far for this year. Moving into our expenditures, we have had a 1% increase. In our expenditures, you're going to see that in our contractual services, which is a lot of our security. And overall, total expenses, 1%, and that's $50,000 over. So in total, when you take our revenues minus our expenses, we have a surplus of $959,391 at 26%. And when you take in consideration of our negative balance that we began with, we are still having a fund balance of $773,846. Any questions on the financials? Yes. Hi, Dale.
Do you have any idea what the pending June payment on the loans are?
Yeah, that's going to be I don't see if I have it in front of me. I had done the calculation earlier. I think I can answer that question as we move through our reports. Okay. Let me circle back to that.
That's great.
Okay, and so going to our next report, we have our budget to actuals report, and you'll see on here our debt services. We budgeted at that's what's left in the budget. Let me do that calculation for you real quick, Dale.
Okay.
So we budgeted for debt service in total $824,517.
Okay.
And we've already paid the $188,000. So the next payment should be
$636,367. Okay, that's that net close. That's a nice step. You know, what I'm looking at is the surplus today up here. Pretty good chance we'd completely cover that payment. I was just hoping that, you know, that we're going to start getting that surplus back, getting our, I'm drawing a blank on the name, getting our fund balance back up to positive. So.
And again, that so the budget for the debt service is based off of the debt itself. The interest can fluctuate slightly. So, but that was where we projected it for this year.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem. So overall, what we were looking at budget, we are coming in under what we were projecting for FY26 for revenues by about 11%. As far as expenditures, though, as well, we are still under our expenditures that we were budgeting for. So we've been trying to balance that as well. Our next report is going to be the parking fund revenue by program areas through May. So you have the total revenues, actuals are $4,750,826. Again, we're coming in under from last year, and that is the last page for my report. Is there any other question?
And going forward, you guys, I'll be doing the financial report. I'll work with Tiffany on the information and all that good stuff. She'll still be here to assist. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for that information.
Yes, of course.
Talked about parking staff, parking agent staffing. I think that is everything for me, Jeffrey. Before I'm done, do anyone have any questions about anything that I discussed or anything that I need to follow up on?
Hey, Brandon, just a point on your communication strategy for the increase. You may already have included them, but make sure that the ward offices are sharing that information in their weekly newsletters.
Yeah, it's my understanding. I'm not even sure if everyone do a monthly a newsletter. I know a couple of them do, but yes, they are copied in on it. So I apologize just if I didn't say that. We have sent out what we created is a digital flyer, and it pretty much talks about the increases, give everyone a time frame of how we got here, the new rates. We also created a map for people can see where they can park at. We also let them know the hours of the parking, how it all worked. We talk about weekend flat rates, evening flat rates. So just for you to know, a digital flyer did go out, and we sent that to all our stakeholders. So all the ward offices received it. In addition to that, Bama University, Downtown Tucson Partnership. So we made sure everyone had the digital flyer, and our hope is that they get it out to their contacts and merchants and the public as well. So yes, we've been working on that, and we will continue to send out updates all the way up until July 1st.
All right. Would you resend that to each of the commission members so we can introduce it into our networks of communication as well?
Yes, sir. I'll get that flyer out to you guys.
Is that what you sent this morning, Brandon?
No, I just sent the reminder to you guys about the meeting and just to make sure people can log in. But I did send it to you guys last week, or should either came from me or Rachel. So, but you guys will receive it again. So I'll make sure that you guys continue to get it. So when the merchants get it and the ward's office get it, I'll make sure Parks Tucson Commission members have it as well. And Jeffrey, that concludes everything I have. If no one else has any questions for me. Thank you, guys. Go ahead, Jeffrey.
For Teacher Danda, I would like an update on the city manager's request. See where you're, you know, what you're thinking about that.
Yeah, I sure will. I'll make sure that I keep you guys updated.
Thank you. Anyone else? Teacher Agenda? Graham? Thank you for being here. Thank you for your time.
Absolutely.
Yep. Graham, thank you very much.
Great to work with you, Graham.
Graham, in the short time I've known you, thank you so much for everything. Mary, welcome.
Thank you.
Sorry I did not have you on the agenda today, but I will make sure that I'll have you on the next one for you can talk and give us a little bit about yourself. And Graham, it was great working with you for the last 6 months, sir.
Thank you, guys. Carry on.
Anything else? Anybody else? We are adjourned at 8:35. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Good morning.